Welcome to Like It Is, Reflections on Life in the 21st Century. As many of us know all too well, families are less than perfect. Even great families have their challenges, and some families fail to function at all. In other instances, certain family members share a greater than reasonable burden to supply what the younger members of the family require, and who would be most victimized if they did not. In the midst of this reality, the Church gathers on Mother's Day, and we call it Christian Family Day. Is this all a bad joke, or is there merit in celebrating? Let me suggest that despite our many human failures, that there is still reason to celebrate the ideal, God's ideal, of a family unit working enthusiastically in the best interests of everyone involved. Sometimes I suspect that our culture has given up on the family. Even those who are living as models of what a family can and should be may feel that they are an aberration in the midst of overwhelming failure. Of course, sometimes failure does demand that we abandon a plan. But even then, only when a better alternative becomes available. Despite its many failings, it is not clear that there is a better alternative to the family. After all, human children are born helpless and need nurturing just to survive. In fact, human children require years of careful nurturing for their social and emotional development to be complete. They will either receive this nurture from someone, or they will proceed through life with great liabilities. And so, when the natural family falters, the community around those children must rally round and make provisions for their care in the most loving and compassionate way that they can. Sometimes extended families play an expanded role. Sometimes neighbors and friends step forward to provide what normally would not be their responsibility. The wider community must do what it can to ensure that vulnerable children are not abandoned in their time of need. And somehow, this is still family, even though it may not be the biological one. But it is family in terms of compassion, nurture, and care. Let us celebrate family, however it is achieved, and let us thank God for it. Join me next week for another segment of Like It Is.